This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Have you ever found yourself deep into a heated discussion only to realize you misunderstood what the other person was saying? Suddenly you feel pretty ridiculous for having jumped to a wrong conclusion. You might have even spent years acting out some selfish, foolish idea or belief. It can feel humiliating to realize how wrong you were for so long, not to mention the pain of realizing how much harm you've caused with your foolishness. King Saul in the Bible knew all about that feeling. With God's help, David revealed to Saul how little he could rely on his own strength. Saul admitted he had been a fool, but that wasn't the end of the story. After admitting his guilt, Saul turned around and stopped pursuing David unjustly. Apologizing for our foolishness is the first step, while repentance means we change direction from our foolish trajectory. When we admit our guilt and change our ways, we open a path to a better future. But when we refuse to be corrected, we only compound the errors we are already mired in. God grants forgiveness and compassion to those who ask for it. He says, "Then I will heal you of your faithlessness. My love will know no bounds, for my anger will be gone forever." Healthy relationships with people and with God require humility and repentance so that we may have restoration. The only lasting fool is the one who refuses to ask for forgiveness.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.